Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnish Training proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your KingBaby.Kevin Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. So the very first teaser for Cardcaptor Sakura Clear Card arc dropped last week, and I for one am very excited for what's to come. I've yet to read Clamp's continuation of the popular Magical Girl series, but just from this short half-minute clip, it appears that it's staying very true to the original series. I've been re-watching Cardcaptor Sakura in preparation for the new show, and I still stick to my guns when I say it may very well be the greatest anime series ever made. Mind you, it's not my absolute favorite, but definitely one of my all-time favorites. But when it comes to storytelling, character development, animation, voice acting, and accessibility, Clamp's tale of Sakura, Kiroberos, Lee, Tomoya, and the rest of the crew is just pure anime perfection. I'm going to be an uncle soon, and I have every intention of having this series be my future niece's first anime. But anyways, the new series looks gorgeous, and it doesn't appear to crystal up what is a very special anime series for me. January can't come soon enough, that's for sure, and I reckon many anime fans feel the same. But enough about that. Let's wait until it comes out in January so we can start having our first impressions of the show. Why don't we start off this week's playlist? Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. Now, speaking of Cardcaptor Sakura, one of the singers who performed a theme song for the original anime was Anzu. And as some folks may know, Anzu currently fronts a metal band called Headphones President, who this past May released their latest album, Realize. A great record, by the way. Here's a cut from that release that goes by the name, Not a Fantasy. We'll be right back. track from their 2004 EP. That was Noodles with Fuzz Hill. And you can keep your interpretation to yourself as to what a Fuzz Hill is, as I shall do the same. My dirty, etchy interpretation. Noodles this past June released a new album called Metaltic Nocturne. Yes, Metaltic. I know that's not a word, but there's nothing I can do about that. So be sure to grab that one if you can. The Boston Festival of Indie Games happened this past week, and I'll be completely honest, the showing wasn't entirely great. I was there with Ash co-founder Pandalicious, and we did an initial walkthrough of the place, and the digital section was very lackluster. It happens, you know, sometimes you have a great year, sometimes you have a bad year. This is the unfortunate other side of the coin that Boston Fig had. Odds are, hopefully, they'll do better next year. But anyways, regarding the tabletop section, that was an entirely different story, with a good chunk of card games that really caught my eye. But for ones that made me want to own them immediately, there were two that made me want to toss my cash their way. And I'm going to talk about one right now, and I'm going to talk about the next one in the following segment. And the first one I do want to talk about is a card game called Someone Has Died. Someone Has Died is an improvisational storytelling game in a similar vein to By the Rights. You have the players in the role of friends or associates of the deceased who come out of the woodwork to grab whatever cash or treasures they had. The head of the table each round takes the role of the estate keeper who tells the players who died and how they met their maker. With the cards they've been dealt with, players craft their character, how they're related to the character who had died, tell a couple backstories, and do their best to convince the estate keeper why they deserve something from the will. The game is split into four rounds. You start with the opening statements from the characters, which, as I just mentioned, introduces everyone. Then it goes into the interrogation round, where the estate keeper asks each player an individual question regarding what's already been said. The recess round soon follows, where players then get to ask each other one question each, ending with final statements and the big decision from the estate member. When we played, my role was of a voice actor that was the deceased AA sponsor. Pandas was a robot with feelings who would watch deceased get his mail, and Pandas' hubby, Mr. Tedisco, was a cupcake maker who, I can't quite remember how he was related to deceased, but the person who died was a Bigfoot tracker who met his maker when a giant boulder fell and crushed him. And we are fighting over his Bigfoot tracking equipment. So I made up stories with the cards in hand about saving him from a deadly bee allergy, as well as sharing his tale with 200,000 of my Instagram followers. And the three of us would throw objections here and there to keep the others away from the fortune. And there were laughs, fake tears, and crazier stories that would top one another as our backstories kept spilling out. To the point where, like, our faces were hurting so much from the smiling. I mean, that's how much fun Someone Has Died was, which is why I think it is going to be a must-own game. Someone Has Died is currently on Kickstarter, and as of this recording, the fundraising has been immensely successful, with them raising over 200% of what they were initially asking for. So, yeah, if you want this card game in your collection, then do yourself a really big favor and drop some dough to get it in your hands. I personally did the $32 sympathy package pledge, which got me the physical copy, the Not Safe for Work expansion pack, custom sympathy postcards, personalized e-card, and a thank you on their site. So, do yourselves a favor. Grab yourself Someone Has Died. Donate to their Kickstarter. It's a guaranteed laugh fest. And after our next break, I will talk about the other card game that I played that everybody should definitely own. Up next, we have Pylon Reenactment Society, which spawned from the ashes of the Athens, Georgia-based band Pylon. Their debut EP, Part-Time Punk Sensions, hits stores this Friday with a performance that day at the Maxwell Performing Arts Center alongside a screening of the documentary Athens, Georgia, Inside Out. This song is simply known as Beep. Beep.
筋から指先へ肩越しから見透かせる I know you really want to me
I'm really wanting you baby
指筋から指先へ肩越しから見透かせる I know you really want to me
From her 2007 album Play, that was Namie Amuro with Step With It. And some sad news for fans of Amuro, as the J-pop star announced that she's unplugging her mic for good next year after performing for 25 years. It's a shame, but we should all respect her decision. No word on how she will end her career other than one final album, but one can hope that it will take her to the US just once before she leaves the stage for good. Fingers crossed really hard. Come on, Namie, please. I've been a fan of yours for well over a decade. Come on, make it happen. Okay, enough of the begging. So the other card game that we got to play at Boston Fig, one that had a nearly hour-long wait to dive into a playthrough, was a title from Shout of Survival called Crinimals. Like a combination of Uno, Dominoes, and the movie Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, the game centers around a bank heist with players trying to rat one another out after the crime's been completed via exposing pieces of evidence. The object of Crinimals is to either lose all your cards or get everyone else thrown in jail. As you and three others play, you have to toss each piece of evidence away via either a matching the card's color or piece of evidence. When four colors are matched, whoever has that character with that said color is thrown into jail, keeping them from discarding and only being able to take cards until you or someone else aids you with a jailbreak. For a game that's family-friendly, criminals can get rather nasty as one gets close to either escaping or throwing the others in prison. But despite some of the tension that might be thrown around, it's a ridiculous amount of fun. Criminals is now on Indiegogo and is just under 40% away from reaching its goal. If you want some family fun with a slice of bad intentions, then Criminals will be the right game to truly enjoy with your pals. Before you lose said pals, overloads of backstabbing and double crossing. So yes, you can go on to Kickstarter for Someone Has Died, and you can go on to Indiegogo for Criminals. Those are the two card games I highly recommend you take a look at. Super amount of fun. It's going to add a new level of crazy, stupid awesomeness to your card game nights. I guarantee it. Alright, let's head back to the playlist. Spire are back with a brand new single, which serves as the theme to the Japanese drama series Utsubo Kazuro no Yume. Here it is for your listening pleasure. It's called Midnight.
Hold it, I'll let us eat this.
Dynamo Love Star from their 2014 debut EP, Public Exposure. Be sure to check out the band's Tempest Rock blog, where drummer and vocalist James Buckman will share his two cents in all things music, anime, and other geekery. The band also is an avid listener to our buddies at Nerdy Show, so good on them for having great podcast tastes. And speaking of Nerdy Show, why don't we check in with John Star to see what's in store for this week's episode of Wicked Anime. What's happening, dude?
Thanks, Evan. On the next episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast, we talk about the new season of anime that's starting. We talk about some American anime shows that are on Netflix that you can watch, which is a blast. And we also spend a little bit of time talking about the difference between the American pop industry and the Japanese pop industry with idols and everything. And I actually have a clip sample for that for you to all listen to, so here it is.
Like, you never saw this happen with, like, I can't believe I'm going to be, like, naming these off. You never saw this happen with New Kids on the Block or the Spice Girls or the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
It's true, though, right? I mean, it's almost the opposite for us in America. Could you imagine what Taylor Swift's career would be like if she didn't have a boyfriend at some point? Like, she would have
She'd have no music.
Yeah. She wouldn't even be able to sing or write anything because of
it. Same with Adele. Like, Adele, all of Adele's songs are breakup songs.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, that gets into why I have a problem with the American pop industry to begin with anyways, because they can't write anything original and it's all corporate BS.
But, exactly.
But even...
Well, mainstream music. If you listen to a lot of indie bands like I do, you'll find a lot more originality there.
Well, of course you will, because it's not coming off of a manufacturer line.
Yeah.
Like, that's my take on the...
Well, it's been going on for decades. I saw that documentary about Iggy and the Stooges called Gimme Danger, and Iggy Pop was talking about how the whole Summer of Love concept that happened in 68, the make love, not war sort of thing, was all fabricated by men in business suits to sell CDs and records and clothing. It wasn't like a grassroots movement. It was made up by business people.
That's really interesting, actually. I didn't know that. It has nothing to do with Japan, but I love learning about that.
Yeah. Be sure to check out that episode, hopefully on Thursday, on the Nerdy Show Network. It gets rather lively between the two of us, as you could already tell from that specific clip. Let's jazz it up right now with some Soylent Pimp Sessions from their 2004 debut record, Pimpin'. This is 16 Blues.
だった時代、葬り去ったつもりの過去、体に描いた今日の幸せ。 出すことを許されなかった一粒の種、ようやく太陽が昇り種を照らす、遠かった近道、
疲れた時最終電車はもうないし嘘の一つくらい許して Hey! 疲れた時僕らいつだって満たされたくなんてないさアスファルトに壺を吐いた Hey! 疲れた時それでも悲しくなればいつかのあの場所でまた会おう Break! 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 Break!
From their sadly out-of-print Howling Idol release, that was Stance Punks with Ikareta Boogie. This past spring, a new single was released by Stance Punks, so hopefully that'll mean their next album is just on the horizon. So a few weeks ago, I went on a rant. A much-needed rant, mind you, regarding the portrayal of people on the autism spectrum in media and other forms of entertainment. What sent me over the edge was the fact that a new Netflix series, Atypical, once again portrayed someone on the spectrum as one that should be pitied, which is something that just about every film, TV series, and even video game did. When I did this rant, which I will never take back, mind you, I made mention that another show about a person with the spectrum, a remake of the Korean drama The Good Doctor, was to air on ABC this fall. And I promised all you listeners that I would give it a chance. And a chance I did give. And let me tell you something. For once, I don't think Hollywood fucked this one up. Freddie Highmore's portrayal of someone on the higher functioning spectrum was actually pretty good. And what's more, his portrayal was of someone who really didn't take any shit from anybody. When this utter doctor tries to push him down a peg in the last couple minutes of the premiere episode, he calmly gets in his face and calls him arrogant. And the character may have his flaws, but he's got the balls to be a good doctor at this hospital, especially when you watch him rescue a kid who starts bleeding badly after an accident occurred. And man, that was actually a very tense scene to watch. There are a couple things that could use a little tinkering with The Good Doctor and Freddie Highmore's performance. His vernacular, despite his high intelligence, was somewhat childish, and some of his mannerisms did ring more towards someone on a lesser tier of the spectrum. Hopefully, these little flaws can be ironed out, but never once did watching the premiere of The Good Doctor leave me wincing in pain while watching it. Unlike when I watched Atypical, where the first 5 minutes of it I had to shut it off because it was just so painful to watch. So I had to give a big up to producer Daniel Dae Kim and Freddie Highmore, who actually did help produce The Good Doctor as well, for actually trying to do something different here. With that being said, Hollywood ain't off the hook just yet. One example of a better portrayal doesn't mean that it's all good now. We still need to see progress, and odds are it's going to be a long road ahead of us before they get it 100% right. But with this portrayal being showcased on The Good Doctor, maybe, just maybe, people will start having the nutsack to showcase people on the spectrum in a much brighter, more original light. Until then, consider my breath being held for the time being. Coming up, we have a band from Ballyliff in Ireland that calls themselves The Plea. They're planning to have a new record out this year entitled Propania, and this is a cut from said release. It's called Wild One.
Under those bright white skies, we used to run and hide. Out where the weather's wild, we'd hold together at night. I never saw you leave. How could you run from me? I'm wondering where'd you go. Where does my wild one go? It's just a numbness I get when I think of. It's just a pain I get when the coldness slips in my wild one.
take this summer fruit, eat till we couldn't move, drinking it straight from the stream, washing our young skin clean. I never heard you steal away. How come you didn't stay? I'm wondering where'd you go? Where does my wife go? It's just the numbness I get when I think of you. It's just a pain I get when the coldness slips in.
Yeah. got a sign for cider. Hey, can we kiss that sun? It's gonna end up. Now they love you. I got you. It's coming.
Maximum the Hormone with Benjo Sandal Dance, taken from the album Yosho Fukushu. Maximum the Hormone are the subject of a new manga series called Maximum the Ryoku's Certain Kill, Outsider Advertising Agent. Considering band member Ryoku is penning the story, it should come as no surprise that he gets top billing. Makoto Shinkai's Your Name has been nothing short of a worldwide phenomenon. The tale of two teens who body swap with one another has broken records all over the place, winning the hearts of moviegoers and critics everywhere, myself included, who wrote a 5-star review of this beautiful movie on the Esh site. So it seemed like no surprise that Hollywood would want a piece of that Your Name magic, seeing as they really don't have any real original ideas anymore. However, what wound up being a surprise is who's involved with this live-action remake. Paramount Pictures announced that J.J. Abrams, the dude who brought new life into both Star Trek and Star Wars, will be producing the film under his Bad Robot Productions flagship. Original film producer Genki Karamura will co-helm it alongside Abrams and Lindsay Weber, with Oscar-nominated screenwriter Eric Heiserer, who penned the critical smash Arrival, adapting it. Not only is Kawamura excited about this project, but so is Shinkai himself, who said, quote, "When such a work is imbued with Hollywood filmmaking, we may see new possibilities that we had been completely unaware of," end quote. Now, I know a lot of you are still recovering from the eye roll that Ghost in the Shell gave you, and every time an American adaptation of a beloved anime is greenlit, it makes you want to grab your torches and pitchforks. But let's keep in mind who's watching over this production. J.J. Abrams is a guy who respects an original property when adapting everything. That's why the Star Trek reboot, even with its flaws, was fantastic. And he took Star Wars, which had become a cinematic joke thanks to the prequels, and made it something people could genuinely care about again. He's no dummy, and I reckon that he wouldn't jump on board a Your Name live-action remake if he didn't think it'd be successful. So while seeing another beloved anime get the Hollywood treatment makes me a little worrisome, having Abrams on board makes me hopeful that it'll be a far better affair than past live-action adaptations. Here's hoping that when the script is written, that there won't be too many changes made. Perhaps, you know, it could be about an American male and a Japanese female switching bodies, considering some of the character traits of both Mitsuha and Taki. But it's very early into pre-production, so we'll have to wait a while before we see how they're progressing. Until then, Funimation will be releasing Your Name next month on Blu-ray, so if you haven't seen the original yet, then you'll be given another opportunity soon enough. Trust me, you will want to see this movie. It is beyond fantastic. Never known for taking too long a break, Lisa has unleashed a new single to coincide with her My Hero Academia contribution, which had its season finale this past Saturday, and a third season has already been greenlit, so maybe springtime we'll see more of Deku and the gang. From the Data Atashi no Hero single, this is a B-side called Sweet Friendship. From their latest EP, A Lullaby, that was The Raft with Oh No, She's Alone. And some good news for lovers of The Raft, as they have just finished recording their latest album. So cross your fingers that you won't have to wait too long for its release. Until then, you can check out their latest collaborative single they did with vocalist Claire O'Neill called Summertime Blues, which was released this past Friday. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KingBabyDuckESH, on the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/omnistryinc. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade and on Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crave. Promotional consideration for this week's track from the plea made by High Violet PR and Plugging, Pylon Reenactment Society, was brought to us by Shameless Promotion PR, and a special shout out to Hot Apollo and The Raft for sending down their tracks for us to spin. Derek and I will be at another anime convention on November 13th through 15th, and we're going to do our best to record No Borders, No Race there while doing guest interviews and the like. And John Starr will be doing Wicked Anime's trademark hardcore anime panel that weekend, so be sure to check that out as well. We're going to end things today with our new single from The Oral Cigarettes, a song that is being used for the live-action adaptation of the manga series Ajin, Demi-Human. We had a review of the first volume on the B3 site. It's a really good manga. This song is called Black Memory, and until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.